The developers from the Crandall family have proposed a four-story, seven-townhome building near the New Park Amphitheater, while appellants claim the proposal doesn't conform with town center principles. Councilmember Roger Armstrong told us a decision can be difficult when the issue is based on a particular development agreement, not a zone. He said council members are looking for more information and analysis.
Well, I think one of their arguments was that because this particular parcel is on what Redstone Boulevard, which is now called Main Street, that there are certain restrictions that are associated with properties on Main Street. And I don't think we had a very substantial part, packet yesterday. I think we had 1,200 or 1,400 pages that we had to get through, and much of it was this particular appeal. So for most of us, we did not have the opportunity to do as deep a dive into the development agreement and the design standards that are applicable to the New Park area. So when somebody is telling us that something says something, we just would like to have some backup and clarity as to what they happen to be referring to. And I think we each want to do our own review of the documents themselves.
While some developments might attract criticism, Armstrong said that Utah law is pretty firmly on the side of an applicant.
Utah state law says essentially that if a landowner wants to do something on their property, unless there's a specific prohibition against it, you have, and it's got to be plain language that prohibits it, you're kind of obligated to go along with it. And we're stuck with that. That was codified by Utah state law last year, 2017, at the end of the legislative session. So we're in a position where whenever we're looking at these kinds of issues, you know, and I think this is one because of where it's located. It's next to the plaza in New Park. It's right adjacent to the amphitheater. It's going to be a large building adjacent to it. So you do get that kind of public outcry and input on those kinds of things.
He said the council might also take a field trip to the New Park area.
You know, there are arguments about how this fits into the overall themes of that town center, to the vision of that town center and how it should work. So if, just based on arguments that were made, I think it's useful for us to travel as a group, both the appellants and the developer and the county manager, and just see what it looks like on the ground as we make the decision.
Meanwhile, the council this week wrapped up one long pending item. They approved a bond resolution to enable the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation to pay for improvements at the Utah Olympic Park and the Kern Speed Skating Oval.
The delay, I think, was on the Legacy Foundation side. They were trying to get some terms worked out with the ultimate financier of the project. And, you know, initially, I think the bond was going to be secured by revenues, and now it switches going to be secured by real estate that the Legacy Foundation owns. Again, this is kind of a no-brainer for us. It's under the Utah Facilities Act. It allows counties to essentially function as a pass-through bonding entity for these kinds of facilities. The county's credit is not at risk. The county has absolutely no responsibility for any kind of repayment of the bond. Those repayments will be secured by the real estate. And
all right, and that's what would happen. If they defaulted, you would just take over the real estate, sell it, and pay the bonds off.
I think I suspect the bondholder would take over the real estate. I think the county is just a pass-through entity.
County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KBCW, I'm Rick Broth.